This goes to Dr. Jinu, J-I-N-U, Puthan Parampal. It's P-U-T-H-E-N like November, P-A-R-A, M like Mary, P-I-L. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Clara Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, date of birth April 2nd of 1933. Dear Dr. Puthan Parampal, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Hoffman with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, a small left kidney, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was August 22nd of 2022. Since that time, she was referred to Dr. Amiri, A-M-I-R-I, an endocrinologist in Midland, and that was November 21st of 2022. Dr. Amiri felt that the patient's elevated intact parathyroid hormone of 114 was most likely secondary to secondary hyperparathyroidism. She does have a low urine calcium level, but normal serum calcium levels. And at this point, she recommended no scans or other treatment, just routine monitoring, which will be done when we do our routine labs every 3 months. No hospitalizations or illnesses since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No chest pain or palpitations. A minimal edema of the lower extremities, and she tries to limit salt intake, but does not really restrict fluids. No dyspnea, cough, or wheezing. No chest pain. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Norvasc, 5 milligram daily, as well as hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily. She's on Coreg, continuous release of 40 milligram once a day, and Imdur is 30 milligram once a day, also CoQ10 once a day, in addition to her Flonase, Crestor, Synthroid, Effexor, and vitamin D3. Physical exam, her weight is 146 pounds, which is stable, blood pressure 132 over 64. In labs, most recent lab studies were done January 17th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.4, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 4.4, albumin 4.1, calcium is 9.3, phosphorus 4.4, hemoglobin 12. Hemoglobin is 12.1, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of illness. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, small left kidney. And 4, secondary hyperparathyroidism. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. They should be the next done in April of 2023. She should follow a low-salt diet and try to limit fluid intake to roughly 64 ounces in 24 hours to prevent increased edema. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.